All this time, the rat, warm and comfortable, was sleeping in front of his fire. When he woke up, he looked round for his friend, but the mole was not there. He called out, "Moley!" several times. And when he heard no answer, he got up and went out into the hall. The mole's hat was missing, and so were his boots. The rat left the house and looked around. The ground was soft from rain, and he could see clearly which way the mole had gone, straight towards the wild wood. The rat stood thinking for a moment, looking very serious. Then he went back into the house, took a gun and a thick heavy stick, and hurried away across the fields. Inside the wood it was nearly dark, and the whistling and the pattering began almost at once. But when the faces in the holes saw the rat's gun and his thick heavy stick, they disappeared immediately, and everything became still and quiet. Patiently, the rat began to search the wood from end to end, calling all the time, "Moley! Moley! Where are you? It's me, it's old Rat!" At last, to his great happiness, he heard a little answering cry, and soon he found the mole in his hiding place in the tree. "Oh, Ratty!" cried the mole. "I'm so pleased to see you. I've been so frightened I can't tell you."